people all around the world today are looking for a means whereby they can justify their sin. People are trying to create churches and flock to churches and hang around people and listen to people who become extremely popular when they water down sin. Someone said to me one time, a weak theology always leads to a weak lifestyle. A weak theology gives you permission to live any way you want to. And if you can get a preacher or a clergyman or a bishop or someone who's in the ranks of the religious elite to justify, to say to you that it's okay to do what you're doing and to set themselves up higher than the law of God, you've got it made.
This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today, our message, Believing in Faith, comes to a close as we gain greater spiritual understanding from our faith itself. You'll understand more in just a moment as Dr. Don Wilton takes us to God's Word together. But as we do so, know that we're available for you. We're connecting many folks, friend to friend, just to pray together, whether it's keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. Or perhaps you'd have someone pray with you on the phone. We'd love to connect at our number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you and for you, and maybe connect with resources that'll help you grow in your faith. Now, today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Watch this. Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together. Don't neglect the gathering of ourselves together in the church, as is the habit of some of you. So I'm going to ask you, where have some of you been lately? Are some of you going to say it's more important to go to a football game than it is to gather together in the house of God? You've got a serious problem on your hands. Because a football game is going to be wonderful and you're going to love it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to scream louder than you. But if I neglect gathering together in the house of God, I'm going to run out of juice, because a football game cannot give me anything that's lasting. That's why some of you are so flat. You're putting all your time and energy into non-eternal things. You're drinking from a dry well. Okay, let's just go to chapter 11 quickly. Boom, 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 just like this. Let's do it. Chapter 11, let's try and put this in. Let's explain what this believing faith is. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By the way, have you ever asked the question, how did the Old Testament saints come to know God? There it is. By faith. God didn't have an alternative plan for salvation. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. Do you want a legacy that will speak forever from the grave? Stop building monuments made of brick and stone. This is faith. This is believing faith. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, because he was not found, because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as a man who had pleased the heart of God. Hands up, anybody here genuinely before God today who would say, I genuinely want to please the heart of God. Raise your hand. My hand's up. I want to please God. Now, there are just three things I want to give you here about believing faith. Remember my opening illustration. I'm an American citizen. If I had time today, I'm going to tell you what that brings to my table. You know, when I became an American citizen, this nation adopted me. This nation said, these are your people. This nation surrounded me with every provision. This nation filled my heart with joy. This nation gave to me the privilege of being able to vote. This nation brought to my table all the benefits and all the blessings and all the opportunities and all the privileges of being an American citizen. I can hardly stand myself. Now, I want to tell you something, that I'm a man of faith. That's what he's saying. Since you are people of faith, three things that faith does for us. Number one, faith prods us. Have you ever been prodded? You know, you want to go somewhere and you're standing in line, someone gets behind you and keeps doing this to you, keeps moving you along, you know. We do that with our kids, don't we? We take them by the hand, we love them, and we prod them. We say, come on now, come on. Get, move. We do that. I'm one of the greatest prodders when I drive, because I have to deal with all these drivers who never move out of the fast lane. In fact, I think I recognize some of you from yesterday. Faith prods us. He tells us what faith prods us to do. This is the benefit of my faith. Four things. Faith prods us to draw near to God. Look at verse 22. Let us then draw near to God. Because God is over us, because we belong to Him, because He's our Heavenly Father, we are prodded to draw near to Him. God's given you permission to draw near to God. Can you imagine that? People all over the world are wanting to draw near to God. You can, because you're a man, a woman of faith. You do that through Bible study, through the Spirit, through fellowship. Number two, faith prods us to hold unswervingly. I want you to look at verse 23. Let us hold fast unswervingly to the confession of our faith and hope and trust in Christ. Faith means that God has given to me and to you the ability to hold on to all that God has given to me through His Son. It means that He has made part of my own life all the benefits of my citizenship concerning the kingdom of the living God. I can hold on to that. To borrow a phrase, I can take it to the bank. Number three, faith prods me to spur one another on. That's what faith does. Faith prods us to spur one another on. Look at verse 24. And let us consider how to stir up. I'm a man of faith. You're a woman of faith. We are people of faith. We are believing faith. We exercise believing faith. And what that does, it prods me. It invites me to be a participant of a group of people who mutually stir one another up to do things for one another. I'm going to make an announcement to you, church. God has put in my heart that what God has begun in this church, we're going global. God's taking this ministry global. We're already preaching across the world. Somebody is going to be making a difference for Christ, and there are many who are. We're going to be one of those groups of people. This is what it's about. Faith prods us to draw near to God. That's the most important thing. Sidlow Baxter put it like this. He said, my utmost for His highest. That's drawing near to God, to hold unswervingly. That's the fundamental basis upon which we stand. I know in whom I have believed. God says, because I belong to Him, because I'm a man of faith, I can hold unswervingly to all that God has done for me. Number three, to spur one another on. Somebody said to me the other day, said, goodness me, Don, you seem to be busy. And I said, I can't help it. I'm getting spurred on. It's jolly hard for me to sit still these days. It's like I've got ants in my pants. It's like, you know, there's this beautiful compulsion, because I'm being spurred on by my faith in Christ. When I have faith in Christ as a Christian man, something by the Spirit of God begins to spur me on. It begins to move in me. I cannot help myself. It is very hard for me to take a seat and to be a man of faith at the same time. Number four, to not forsake. Now, this is a tough one. He says, faith prods us to not forsake. Look at verse 25. Not neglecting to meet one another, not neglecting the assembling of ourselves together. Church and the gathering in our church is fundamentally important. I want you really to listen to your pastor today. Some of you have become very lax about your church attendance. You go to church when you feel like it. You need to watch out. And some of you are teaching your children to be unfaithful when it comes to church. You're bringing your children up, telling them that everything else is important. You're going to pay a big consequence for that. Folks, I'm a pastor of a church. I've been in this church for coming up 22 years. I've watched sons and daughters grow up in this church. And I'm telling you something, folks, you can tell the difference between parents who have been faithful about God's imperative to gather together and not neglect the gathering of yourselves in the house of God, and those who have not. Some of you are going to say, wait a minute, pastor, you're being too straight up. That's why I'm your pastor. You want me to just get up here and tickle your ears? And by the way, I say this very lovingly. I'm not looking out to try and get you to like me. And in fact, I've got no alternative but to say it. Why? Because God said it. Actually, I didn't. It's His fault. Now I'm really being a good American. It's His fault. It's my right, but it's His fault. Spur, don't forsake. Friends, right into the annal of your expectation, in the habitation of your life. Get involved in the local church. Put your roots down. Serve the Lord. Get into that life group, into that Sunday school group, that discipleship group. Serve through your church. Gather together under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. It's God's way. It's one of the benefits of our believing faith. We have each other. I love my church family. How about you? Faith prods us, but number two, faith provides us. What does faith provide us with? Faith provides us, number one, with an absolute certainty.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and there's more of today's message, the completion, as a matter of fact, of Believing Faith, coming up in just a moment. But Dr. Don would love for you to have some resources that'll help you spend time in God's Word every day, not just listening, but sometimes the idea of having something in your hands to read, whether it be electronically, on your email, or physically, will help you discipline yourself to spend time in God's Word. We call it the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. If you'd like a hard copy, you can call and request your copy at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. A physical copy that you maybe can store in your Bible or maybe have beside your bedside to launch or finish your day in God's Word. But we also send it out electronically. Dr. Don has prepared a wonderful focus on a piece of Scripture, perhaps an illustration or an application, and it comes in the email every morning about 5:45. Sign up for it right now on our website at theencouragingword.org, or you can actually text the word DAILY to 30500, and we'll send you a quick link to sign you up right away. Again, text the word DAILY to 30500, respond to the quick link, and we'll sign you up, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message, Believing Faith with Dr. Don Wilton.
Chapter 11 says, faith is the assurance. By the way, someone invariably asks me what our values are at First Baptist. One of our pillars, one of the values that we hold to by God's grace is the value concerning absolute truth. We believe God, through His Word, is absolute. That's why I've just told you. I said God said it. I'm just sharing it with you. I'm your teacher. I'm just passing on what the textbook says, what God says. And what does faith provide us with? Faith provides us, number one, with an absolute certainty. Faith provides us, number two, with a divine commendation. Look at verse 2. For by it the people of old received their commendation. That's what faith, believing faith, you know what it provides me with? Number one, an absolute certainty. I got something solid to stand on. I have full assurance. I can know. Number two, it provides me with a divine commendation. This is the means by which God commends me. But God commended us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Commendation is so important. It really, if you want to unpack that word, it carries with it a meaning of an absolute encouragement. God is looking at me and saying, my son, as imperfect as you are, as many mistakes and the numbers of times that you sin against me, I have commended you to the Father. That's because of the blood of Jesus. It's not because of me. That's why Paul said, I am who I am, but by God's commendation. So what does faith provide? Faith provides an absolute certainty in verse 1. That's the word assurance. Faith provides, number 2, a divine commendation. But faith, number 3, provides a curriculum of certification. That's what it provides, a curriculum. Now, in chapter 11, we're not going through chapter, it's called the faith chapter. It's got all these people. It gives us examples of their faith. It's like when I look around our church and I think about all the men and women of faith. Great faith. Very precious man, Mr. Hammond, went to be with the Lord Jesus a week ago. Boy, I loved Mr. Hammond. Mr. John Hammond. I tell you, he would sit right over there. You know, I say respectfully, I mean, he was like a big teddy bear, man. I loved walking up the aisle and going and being around Mr. Hammond. He was just such an encourager. You know, I think of this curriculum of certification, and I think of people like Mr. Hammond who went to be with Jesus Saturday a week ago. You thinking of someone right now. The curriculum of certification is what God does for us. He gives us a series of tests. That's the curriculum. He puts this in front of us, and he says, I'm going to test your faith. And through your faith, do you know what the tests of faith do? They strengthen our faith. Every test we go through, we become stronger. Some of you are going through a test right now, aren't you? You're going through a test in your marriage vows. You're going through a test in your behavior. God's testing you right now in your attitude, isn't he? Some of you are going through a test of physical struggle and hardship. Some of you are being tested very severely. That's the curriculum of certification. God commended these people as he watched them walk through the journey of life. All right, watch this. I'm going to bring it all together. Faith prods us. Faith provides us. And watch the bow on the whole thing. We're talking about believing faith. Faith produces in us 3 things. Number 1, a spiritual understanding. Look at verse 3. The Bible says, by faith we understand that the universe was put in place by God. So what does faith produce in you and me? Spiritual understanding. Otherwise, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how I'm going to understand that. See, that's the work of the Spirit. Faith will produce in you a spiritual understanding. Here's what God will do because you're a woman of faith. God, by His Spirit, will allow you to understand things that in and of yourself you will never understand. Isn't that great? Number 2, faith produces a compelling obedience. It produces in me a compelling obedience. That's the story of Cain and Abel. In verse 4, I'm not going to unpack Cain and Abel. All of us know about Cain and Abel. Here's the bottom line. Both Cain and Abel knew what God required, but only one of them did what God required. You know, don't you? Question is, are you going to? You see, faith produces a compelling obedience. I find myself many times as I'm trying to get out of something, I'm compelled to do what I do because God is compelling me. And there's a third thing that God produces in us because of our faith, and this is where I want to bring it all together. Watch what happens here. You ready for this? Faith produces in us a satisfied God. Do you know what the Bible says in verse 6? The Bible says that it was by means of faith that Enoch found himself having pleased God. I asked you all a minute ago, how many of you would like to please God? You know how we do that? Through faith. When you put your faith in Him, it pleases God. It satisfies God. God needed to be satisfied in two ways. Number one, concerning our sin. He did that through Jesus. But he needed to be satisfied concerning our relationship with him and with one another. And he did that through our faith. Do you know Jesus? Have you trusted him? I'm going to ask you to come today to give your life to Christ. We're asking the same question that's being asked all around the world. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him as Savior and Lord? This is a great day to trust Jesus by faith. Give your life to him. I tell you, folks, we're just scratching the surface. This is believing faith. Some of you might look at me today and say, well, Pastor, what's in it for me? I just told you. This is a reservoir of God's eternal riches of his grace. I'm going to ask you to give your life to Christ. Some of you have done so already this week. Turn your life over to him today. Now, bring your friends. I'm going to ask you to put your roots down because we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Become part of, become engaged. I'm going to ask you to commit your life to Christ. God's calling us out, don't you think? It's a wonderful thing to know Christ our Savior by faith. And everyone is invited to his table.
Indeed, God is calling us out and calling us to grow. I wonder if you were to evaluate your life, if I'm evaluating my life, am I more in love with Jesus today than I was a year ago? Am I following him with greater passion and conviction? Am I clear in my understanding of what his particular call on my life is? Are you? Do you feel like that you are more in love with Jesus? Do you feel like you understand his call on your life and you're following it with more passion than ever before? If not, let's work together to see that change. The first thing we would love to do is pray for you and help you seek God's face in those particular areas in your life, especially the idea of just understanding how much he loves you. Spending time in God's Word on a daily basis, as we mentioned earlier, is one of our stalwarts of discipline as a disciple of Christ, and we have a number of resources, whether it's the Daily Encouraging Word email we send out, you can sign up for on our website at theencouragingword.org, or call for the free physical copy. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673. Just ask for your free copy of the Daily Encouraging Word. We would love to put it in your hands. And before we go any further, let's get back to the core of who we are as the Encouraging Word with these words from Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If God has stirred your heart through our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, let us put resources in your hand that will help you grow deeper, broader, with a greater reach for God and a greater root in his word. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. 866-899-9673 or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Every single day, someone gives their heart to Jesus through the ministries of the Encouraging Word. We'd love for you to consider being a part of that prayerfully and financially. Here's Dr. Don with the details on what it is to become an encourager.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now
and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
That number again is 866-899-WORD. We'd love to hear from you, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
I'm so honored I can write you and be a part of the Encouraging Word each Sunday. Thank you with all of my heart. I'm a disabled widow and can't attend my local church. I've been watching you for a long time and receive awesome blessings from your sermons, and I love to sing along with the congregation and the choir. I especially am thankful you mentioned those of us watching by television, making us feel a part of your church family, even though we can't physically be present. Thank you so very much for the love and consideration you show to everyone. God bless you, Dr. Wilton. Your ministry gives me the strength to go on when I'm very discouraged because I live alone and hardly get out.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people come to know Christ through this broadcast ministry. Every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus.
Receiving the Sunday service sermons on CDs is most welcome. I hear many outstanding pastors on two Christian stations, but Pastor Wilton is the best. Congregation is very fortunate.